Welcome back to Round 12, the podcast that will always be dedicated to growth, development, and motivational mastery. I'm your host, Sensei Roger B. Hamilton. Thank you for joining us again today for another episode of the Round 12 podcast series. Let's go get it. Believe in yourself and keep moving forward. You know, I've discovered that this life is a marathon and not a sprint. There's a special historical quote from a famous man who extended himself for the good of others. And as I realized this, I had to take a moment to recognize what's important and how far I've come in my life and how far many of us have come in our lives to be better, more settled, more peaceful, more evolved, more in line with both sides of our spirit, more balanced, with more equally distributed energy instead of a blazing out of control flame, risking and running the chance of burning down everything in sight. So let's redefine our goals and remember one important foundational bottom line goal, as quoted here. If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. This quote is about choices and decisions and the energy we use to advance our lives. Thankfully, many of us are more united in our thinking, although we represent separate parts of the whole. Many of us are more positive instead of the alternative. Many of us are more celebrational, as though this life is our own party, our own special focus, our own special lenses to see through. Our focus is on spreading joy, thinking good thoughts, and representing good energy, healthy energy, productive energy, respectful energy, beautiful energy, helpful energy, and just plain loving energy. I know what it is now, and I like it. No, I love it. It's like a reunion between the previous and beginning me, then the current, present, and accounted for me. Now, I like both them dudes. Now I realize the complexity, beauty and power of energy and how we apply it to our lives. I can easily consider myself an expert on this now. The ability to march on despite challenge, to stay comfortable being uncomfortable, and to hang tough in spite of any and all difficulties. This is a word worth spreading. This is an energy worth perpetuating. So let's take a look at where we are and place some fresh wood in the fireplace. Because everything is energy. What you focus on, you become. What you put out into the universe is always coming back to you in some form. You are so much more than your physical body. You are vibration. You are energy. You are energy. Do we really understand this? Do we really get how we are energy? Energy is flowing through us right now. Energy is around us right now. We are moving in energy. We are driving our car in energy. We are breathing in and breathing out energy. Our body is filled with energy. The thoughts we are thinking are energy. Our feelings are energy. Our happiness is energy. Our confusion is energy. The blood that is pumping around our body, feeding every cell with oxygen, is energy. Every part of you that is growing, your hair, your nails, if you're a child, your limbs use energy to grow. What you eat is energy. What you say is energy. What comes out of your mouth is energy. What you look at is energy. What you pay attention to gives it more energy. If you watch things on TV, you are giving your energy to what you watch. If you listen to or watch things online, you are giving your energy to those things too. You are lining up your energy with those things. Energy flows where attention goes. What are you really giving your energy to? Is it your choice what you give your energy to? Is it your free will to choose? What are you choosing? What does your energy look like? What does it feel like? Your energy is flowing in directions whether you want it to or not. Your thoughts and your feelings direct your energy. Do you know what happens to your energy when you trust? When you trust that everything always works out for you, when you trust that you have the purpose to perform in this world, when you trust that you have more than enough of everything, when you trust that you are enough, when you trust that you are worthy of receiving and you have value to give, when you trust that there is more to you than what people see with their eyes, when you trust that you are part of something bigger than you, something that is all-knowing, all-understanding, and most of all, loving, when you trust, you allow. Your energy relaxes. Your cells relax. The tightness dissipates. The holding dissipates. The searching, the confusion, the disappointment relaxes. Your energy relaxes and flows more smoothly when you trust and when you say it to yourself. Suddenly, you feel more balanced. Suddenly, you feel more worthy. You feel easier, happier. You feel more knowing and peaceful. Can you feel it? Can you feel how trusting that everything will be okay? Trusting that everything works out for you? Trusting that you can heal your body? Can you feel how this changes the energy within you? I can. If you can stop and feel and direct, you can see your energy smoothing when you say this and eventually believe it. You know, believing comes easy with practice. That's how all your other thoughts have turned into beliefs, just with practice. Let's acknowledge and say something empowering and positive together every day. And see how different we feel. Feel it coming from your heart. Breathe it in and breathe it out. I trust that everything is working out perfectly for me. I trust in the Most High and the universe to bring me everything I need. I trust that the universe knows fully my plans, my potential, my innermost desires, and my dreams, and I trust that the universe is doing everything it can to help me along my path at the perfect time. I trust that I am worthy of happiness. I trust that I am worthy of love. I trust that I am value to this world. I trust that I am a creative artist, and that if I can fill myself up with enough great and positive things, that the opposite just won't exist anymore. I trust in my power to heal myself, to know myself, to be able to hear my true and honest voice inside. I trust that my true inner self is speaking to me all the time, and I trust that I can hear it. My feelings are the voice that let me know what is going on for my inner self. Not my spiraling, rampaging emotions, but my consciousness, clarity, and my individual truth. I trust that I am strong, capable, creative, clever, and clear. I trust that I am successful at being me first and foremost. And the more in alignment I can be with myself, the better everyone around me will feel too. I am emanating happiness, peacefulness, and joy. Ain't that cool? I love my life. And I enjoy the journey. I am grateful. I am energy. And you are energy. And you too must keep moving forward. So, for the next steps, go ahead and do the next thing. The thing you've been meaning to do. The thing you've been wanting to do. The thing that matters. And remember, it's never too late. Thank you for joining us again today for another episode of Round 12. May you live as long as you want and never want as long as you live. May the worst days of your future be like the best days of your past, and may you continue to answer life's bell every time. Until we meet again, time!